Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. And today we're balancing authenticity and strategy in our content creation. And I'll explain momentarily. So if you don't mind, hit the share button, bottom left hand of the screen. And that's if you're listening live. So if you're listening via podcast, just share this with a fellow podcaster, however you may do that. And in the meantime, give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Thanks for being here. Happy Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I will share, I'll share a little about my weekend. Some of you probably know or may remember that last week on this very day, I was not here because my dog had some surgery. We found an ugly growth coming from his paw, which had to be removed because they're suspecting it may be melanoma. We'll find out more about that any day now. He's been doing great, and he's been on some meds, right? Some painkillers, some anti-anxiety, and anti-inflammatory. I'll come back to that in a moment. So we've been giving him all that medication for the past week, as instructed, and yesterday had to drive my wife to pick up a rental car because she's going to, actually she's in right now, Atlanta. Yesterday she was heading to Atlanta for work and she was renting a car because we share a car, and this way I have one here, especially with the dog. If he needs any attention, I'd have a car to get him that attention. So, so we dropped her off and then I had to run to the grocery store to grab a couple of things that I needed. So I went, and please don't judge, I did leave him in the car for no more than 10 minutes with the windows opened. And so I ran in, grabbed all my stuff as quickly as I could because I don't love leaving my dog in the car. So I ran back in the car and started to drive away. And I noticed as I was... good morning, everyone. I noticed as I was driving away that the car had an unusual odor to it. The medicine that the anti-inflammatory in particular has given my dog, I'll just, because it's Monday morning, I'll just say, gives my dog, it was giving my dog some belly trouble. And we knew this over the weekend because we noticed and we called the doc and they said, okay, yeah, stop the anti-inflammatory because that's what's probably doing it. And it lasted Saturday and Sunday, yesterday, unfortunately, in the car. So, solo, by myself, wife gone, and had a car and dog to clean to kick off my Sunday. And it was no fun. No fun. I'm sparing details. So that was the way my weekend concluded Sunday. It was not a good situation. But we're he and I are fine. We've made up. I know he couldn't help it. And here we are. Okay, that's a little bit about me and my weekend. Once in a while, I like to share a little bit. And maybe this is on topic, actually, because I do want to get into authenticity versus strategy. And as a matter of fact, and I see we have Jackie up here on stage. So Jackie is somewhat of the inspiration behind this topic. She posted, and I'll share the link in a minute. She posted over the weekend, either Friday night or Saturday, I think it was. She posted something that said, if you do more than one video podcast a day, and I think she specifically means like recording, like batch recording more than one episode, do you change your shirt? And then she did the LOL emoji, because I do, and my hair. And it got some response, some people saying, yes, I do. Some people saying, no, I used to, now I don't any longer. We got some mixed responses. And I loved I love that post for a variety of reasons. And today's topic is one that I don't necessarily have the answer to, and it's something I'm still working through to determine where I stand. And the topic based on Jackie's post is really what makes being authentic so important. Why do so many people out there preach that it is important to be authentic? And putting aside the value being authentic that many of us believe brings, let's talk about the value it brings to your content and the effect it has on an audience. So I'm trying to think of the best way to do this. Because this is a strategy that experts and seasoned pros practice. Some argue that this should be done to show the distinct difference between one episode to the next, speaking about Jackie's post, right? Like some people will say, yeah, change your attire every episode, especially when you're taking long form episodes and you're sharing them through the short form content. People will say you want to make sure you have different attire because you want to show that distinction. And others may argue that it isn't really an authentic move and you should just go with whatever you're working with and don't worry about your attire or your makeup. Don't try to quote unquote trick your audience. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not necessarily on one side of the fence or the other. This is actually a topic that I want to explore for myself just as much as I think it's important for all of us to dig into. That's why it got me thinking. That's why I'm asking, how do we balance being our genuine selves with these strategies that we use to present our content or the strategies we put into our content? Is there a point where we overthink our podcast preparation and does it help or hinder our connection with our audience? So today, I want to talk about that balancing act. I want to go deeper than just our wardrobes or makeup, but our whole approach. So to kick things off, I want to start with Nick. Good morning to you, Nick. The icebreaker, the opening question this morning. When it comes to planning your episodes, are you more freestyle or scripted? So this doesn't have to be about attire, right? This question is just to get a gauge here. When we're planning our episodes, are we or each of us, more freestyle, or are we more scripted? How do you strike that balance, and what does your preparation look like? So let's start with you, Nick. Good morning. What do you have to say?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you all had a great weekend. For myself, I kind of used a combination of scripted and freestyle. So for the actual podcast episode itself, I would usually have an outline. I knew the direction that I wanted the podcast to go, so I listed out an outline of the main topics and points that I wanted to hit throughout the show, but then everything was kind of freestyle from there. When it came to my introduction and my outro, that was 100% scripted every single time. And that was because I wanted to make sure that I was getting that kind of hook into the episode just right. I didn't want to be rambling on while I was trying to get someone into the episode. So I was very methodical about how I did the intros. But then, yeah, once the conversation was rolling, it was just kind of a freestyle question answer kind of interview type of thing. So it's more loose for the episode itself.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. And it's interesting to me because, again, just playing devil's advocate for the sake of the conversation and to really help all of us fall on one side or the other, you know, when you think about it, it's like, why not? Some may ask, why not just use an outline for your intro or outro? What makes it so important to script it versus outlining it and speaking a little bit more freestyle? And I don't, Nick, yeah, go ahead. You don't have to answer it, but I've posed the question. So
is that a question?
Yeah.
To me, or is that the type?
Only if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, there were usually like certain points that I wanted to make sure that I hit, and I didn't want it to take too long. So like for my intros, not to get too deep into the weeds here, for my intros, usually I'd have like a clip or something from the episode that plays at the beginning. And then I would kind of riff off of that clip and lead into the episode. But I know myself, and I can tend to ramble and get like not to the point. So that was the reason I scripted it, just so I was like, I was getting to the point. I was basically telling them what they were going to get in the episode, why they should stick around, and then let's get to the episode.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. All right. I'm going to keep it going and go to Sid. Good morning to you, Sid. Yeah, the same question. When it comes to planning your episodes, are you more freestyle or scripted? And give us a little peek into that, if you don't mind. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. I do both. So on my interviews, they are freestyle. I typically have had a discovery call with them, but prior to that, I kind of know the topics that I want to talk about. And then we just get started and we just have a conversation and we let the conversation go wherever the conversation goes, because my objective is that the listener who is gifting us their time, because it is truly a gift when they put their earbuds in and hit the play button, I want them to feel like they're sitting at the table with us, part of the conversation, and that I'm asking the questions they would want to ask to my guests. So definitely freestyle for my interviews. My solo episodes that I have renamed 10 to Win, which are about 10-minute episodes where I'm sharing insights, are scripted. There is a full script in front of me because they're typically me repurposing an article that I wrote and sharing my insights. The one today that's coming out today is that. But I work really, really hard to make it sound free-flowing and not like I'm reading a script by using voice inflections and adding ad-libbing a little bit to what the content is there. So I do. So that one is more scripted, but so I do a combination of both.
Yeah. Interesting. Thank you. I was just about to ask you, okay, so how do you do that with the script? Do you put in a note like, yeah, I want to ad lib more here, or do you just kind of let it happen organically where you feel that urge to ad lib to the script?
I just roll with it. So yeah, if something comes up and I just like, ooh, I have a thought about this, an additional thought that's not on the script in front of me, then I just add it in there. It would be really interesting if you want to check out, any of you want to check out today's episode, which launches in an hour. you tell me whether you know it's scripted or not. If you've listened to the mm-hmm. show before, you probably haven't tell the difference, but today's show is called Driving Change in Your Business. And that's truly scripted. I mean, I'm literally reading it in front of me, but trying not to read it.
All right. So that's the Trend Report. Sid Meadows, the host. So look that up. If you're listening live, we will put it in the show notes if you're listening to the podcast. And yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear from you. What do you think? And it's hard because sometimes once you're told it's a script, you'll listen and say, oh yeah, I can tell that's a script. But try to be objective and let us know what you think. Does it sound like Sid is reading from a script, or does it sound pretty natural to you? I'd like to hear about that. All right, so we will keep it going. Alex, good morning to you. And you're welcome to answer the icebreaker. And I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the podcasting evening chat. And if you want to share a little bit about what went down Friday night with you specifically. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to first talk about the icebreaker because I really love this question. It's one of my favorite questions. And being in this room and a bunch of other rooms, I think it's probably the most important question in podcasting. And without a doubt, hands down, I'm similar to Sid where I have an outline and I have points, but it's not always scripted. When I first started, I first started with a podcast person that he wanted every single point written down. And then it was kind of, there was no surprise. So when you're having a conversation with somebody, especially a podcast partner, there's like, you want to have some surprises, you know, you don't want to know all their points and they don't want to know your point. You know, I go back to the radio clock and I'm obsessed with this radio clock. What do I mean by that? You really need to be on point. I'm not saying I do it well, because I don't, but I really, you know, I have an opening, I have a closing, and then I try to sprinkle in, you know, going back to subscribing and doing all that other kind of stuff. There's just a structure. I don't know if you want to call it an outline, a structure, or whatever, but I don't have everything written down. But what I'd like to do is I like to use StreamYard as my outline. And when you use StreamYard, you can have the bullet points and pop them up. And then when there's like those lulls and you don't have any point and somebody's just going on a rant, I like to put in what the episode is. You know, I also believe like after you do your intro, whatever it is, having that little rant, whatever that is, that little banter in the beginning, because I think people like that because you want people to get their personality. At least that's just the way I like it. And I know we're there for the listeners, but you have to like what you do. I hope that helps anybody, but I think it's like a scripted loose outline, but you have to have an outline. In terms of the Friday night chat, Paula is just crazy. You know, I got a text from Paula saying that she has a special guest that just for me. And I'm like, okay. And she comes on and she just can't talk. And then all of a sudden with Paula's craziness, she's out to dinner with a couple of her podcast family friends from Podfest. And next thing you know, I'm having a conversation with Chris on Podfest. And he said that he wants to strongly encourage me to apply for a speaker, you know, being part of a speaker. And first off, I'm blown away. Secondly, I'm blown away the fact that Paula is not only the ambassador for Podfest, which she got an award for, but the fact that, you know, she really cares about everybody in this room, probably more than anybody I've ever met. I mean, she's always trying to connect. I mean, she's a true networker and, you know, she's diligent about it. She's crazy as hell, but she's amazing. And there's a very strong chance that I might be I might be involved in PodFest and speaking. I'm not really sure exactly what that means yet because I'm putting the application together, but I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of great topics that need to be heard. And the coolest part about it, and I'll just leave it on this, is, you know, Chris has a daughter that's similar to my age, and he's like, I'm going to take a listen to your podcast this weekend, and I can't wait to listen to it with your, with my daughter. And, you know, the fact that, you know, you create your own luck, and I have to kind of remember that. That's something I've always kind of, you make it happen. And sometimes you're never ready for the opportunities that, I just know that people are never ready for opportunities, and I got to get my butt in gear to get ready for the opportunity that has been bestowed on me from being part of this group. And it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm just really thankful. That's all.
Thanks, Alex. And thanks for first for elaborating on the way that your process works and, you know, your strategy behind that. And congratulations. I think that's cool. Yeah. Chris, and I always pronounce, please forgive me, Chris, if you happen to be listening. It's Kremitzos, I believe, is the way to pronounce it. He is the one who, he's the leader of PodFest. And so, yeah, I'm sure that was pretty surprising and cool for Alex to get that personal invite. And yeah, and as I said to Alex over the weekend, if whatever talk you're planning, I hope you're planning on bringing it to our stage at the Empowered Podcasting event at the end of June. It would be good practice, if nothing else, and I think we'll all get something out of it.
I really wasn't planning on talking at all. I mean, yeah. I kind of threw it out there, and I'm like, yeah, that'd be a kind of a really cool idea. And then the last thing, because I know we have a lot of people to get to, I told my wife this, and I'm like, and she's like, what are you talking about? Because, you know, she understands what this whole thing is, but she doesn't really understand. And then I'm like, I think we might have to book a flight to Florida. And we're going to try to work it out and make sure my podcast partner will be there as well. It might be a little bit challenging, but we'll make it work. And like I said, I know it's a big deal. I know the gravity is a little freaking out at Paula, but she is the best, and I don't even know what else to say.
Cool. Well, I'm glad for you. It sounded like a moment. I heard that. I jumped on a little too late Friday night to catch you guys live, and so I just decided to keep listening to the replay. And yeah, I was happy for you. I could hear the surprise in your voice for sure. Okay, so I'm going to keep things moving, and anybody is welcome to answer the icebreaker. And I'm going to shift the next question. I'm going to start with Walt, and then anybody can really chime in, because I want to focus for a second on Jackie's question. So Jackie, you'll be obviously more than welcome to chime in as well. But when Jackie, again, when she posted to the Facebook group, she was asking, you know, do people change their wardrobe from, and maybe do or change their hair when they're going from one episode to the next, particularly if they're doing that batch recording where it's like, okay, I'm going to record three episodes today. Do you change all three outfits? So Walt, my question to you isn't necessarily do you change your outfits, and you're welcome to share that. My question to you is, when, you know, at the beginning here, I mentioned this idea that, is that authentic? That you're not changing, you know, that you're changing outfits between one to the next? Or is it authentic, like what we were talking about earlier with scripts? If you're scripting it word for word, are you being authentic to yourself, to your audience, or is that a necessary strategy? So what are your thoughts, Walt? Well, again, specifically to Jackie's, or however, wherever you want to take this, but using hers as an example, is that authentic? Is that strategy? What are your thoughts, Walt?
Yeah, this is a very interesting, like in a good way, interesting whole conversation from like the scripted, non-scripted to whether or not you change your clothes. I think that I think that it's more for me, I look at it all as a performance. And I think it's about kind of like the story you're telling or what the whole performance or presentation is going to be. And I use performance not as like a trickery thing, but more so like how you're showing up to, you know, perform on the podcast. And I think it's different for everybody. For me, I'm starting to care less about what I'm wearing, but at the same time, that itself tells a story as well. It's like people tuning in for a whole different experience each time, and that kind of adds to the whole, if you're doing video, like the visual experience as well. But I think that we're in this kind of moment where everything is kind of shifting, especially just on social media and what people are expecting, what they're not expecting. I think it's very different for men than it is for women. I think it's different culturally as well. There's a lot of different nuances that everyone experiences. So it seems like kind of the new demand is for more kind of raw content and experiences, less, you know, visual things. Like for women, I just seeing a lot of people talk about like not putting on makeup as much, and like their social content is growing. Other people are like, no, you better put stuff on, all that stuff. I'm personally hoping for less of all that because, you know, if you're producing some big stuff, hair and makeup is expensive for everyone. So I don't know. For me, I'm starting to care less, but also at the same time be more intentional. So it's not to make people think like, oh, I'm recording this separately, but more so like, okay, how do I tell this story? Is what I'm wearing changing something? And then also another caveat is slowly introducing different merch that's in line with everything I'm doing. And it's like not directly the same thing as like my podcast name. It's a little different, but speaks to the same message. So it's kind of like this whole story build up thing. So doing it authentically and not as a trick, but at the same time being strategic with.
Yeah. And that showmanship or that performance factor, like you mentioned, does play a piece.
Win my Grammy, Oscar, I'm trying to be out here late, Dominic.
So. And for me, when I'm thinking about some of your answer, and it's, when you think about if any of you follow me on social media, I think one thing that you notice, or if you don't, when I say it, it's something you'll notice, is I'm always wearing a shirt that says something podcast or podcaster or something around podcasting. So now if I don't necessarily show up with a shirt that shows that, I definitely think about it. And then I wonder, well, you know, this is a balance between branding and authenticity. So go ahead, Alex.
I just want to chime in one second. There's a guy, and I don't know who it is, and you may know who it is. He does sponsorships for his shirts that he wears. And like every episode I think he's maybe on Instagram, he like promotes a new thing. So you're talking about a new type of stream of income. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a new kind of stream of income. And Lucy said, "Hi."
Yes, thank you, Lucy. And yeah, that's a cool way to think about it. Yeah, I mean, you could really have a lot of different things sponsored that maybe are untraditionally sponsored. And is that authentic? Simona, good morning to you. And I am particularly curious about your answer to Jackie's question around, do you change outfits, etc. Because I feel like, Jackie, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like, and you tell me, Jackie, was that post more or less directed to the female energy out there when you asked that question? Because that's why I say I'm particularly interested in Simona's answer, because I feel like the females out there tend to focus a lot on that. So is that fair, Jackie?
It was actually to both, just because I know sometimes, like, even in the past, whenever I just did audio, of course, who cares? I was in my pajamas most of the time. But, like, doing video is a whole other game. So, like, yeah. I was just like, And the whole separation thing. I'll wait to share whenever it's my turn. But, yeah, it was to both because I do know some people hammer out, like, a lot of episodes in a day. So, yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, and I'll save the rest of it for when it's my turn.
Fair. I tend to not do wardrobe changes because it'll slow me down and I'll start overthinking everything. So I tend to just stay where I am and just keep whatever I'm working with, even if it's one episode to the next. I personally stick with it. So Simona, I'm curious, what's your strategy there? And yeah, let's first start with that question. Go for it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. My strategy there is that it's not a focus point for me. I think the very first series that I ever did on as it relates to podcasting, I did with Nick, and we did 4 outfit changes, both of us. And I think that was the only time that I'd ever did that. But we both did. He was such a good sport. We did it and it was awesome. But now, you know, honestly, I think that content meets people where they're at. And for me, I know my biggest block and biggest barrier to getting things out there is, oh, but I'm not wearing any makeup today, or I look exhausted, or I look this, or I look that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'm at a point now where I'm just like, I'm just going to create it. And, you know, if someone looks and is like, ooh, she's looking a little rough today, then I'm just a little rough today. And that's what it is. Nick?
Yeah, go ahead, Nick. Thank you, Simona.
Yeah, I was thinking about that recording as well, Simona, when this topic came up. It's funny. I honestly, personally, from a consumer standpoint, I don't think I've ever really noticed if someone was wearing different clothes or the same clothes, unless I was looking at, say, like a TikTok feed of someone's profile. And then you see video after video where it's like the same setting, the same clothes, the same everything. It's like, okay, well, they recorded all this in one shot. But if it was something where I'm just like scrolling through a feed, or maybe I'm clicking on a video on YouTube or something like that, I've never once been like, hey, that person's wearing the same clothes as they were last time. What the heck? So I really don't think that it matters. I do appreciate what Walt was saying about like playing into the experience. But I also think that that will very much depend on your show specifically. So yeah, I just wanted to add that from like a consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. When I'm on a TikTok, well, I should say when I'm in a TikTok rabbit hole on somebody's account, or Instagram for that matter, yeah, I notice the same attire. I don't really think anything of it. I do notice it. So I think enough about it to just in my head recognize it. And some people will say that that's a reason for changing your outfits, because a consumer may see one video of you in that outfit and then a couple of scrolls later see another video of you in that outfit and may just think, before they really even get into it, oh, I've seen that already because I just saw that person in that outfit. So that must be the same one. And then they just keep going.
And just to add one more piece to that, I'm also thinking from like watching a podcast on a YouTube perspective. One, you likely have a thumbnail. So when you come to the profile, you probably aren't seeing what they're wearing until they actually click in the video. But if you are, I mean, I don't know, I don't listen to podcasts on YouTube, but I have to imagine someone's not sitting there like actively, like visually locked into that podcast episode the entire time. I could be wrong. And if I'm going to sit down on YouTube to watch a podcast episode, I'm probably not going to binge 15 episodes and be like, why were they wearing the same clothes in every single one of them? I would probably more be distracted by the guest that was on and not even realize that they were wearing the same clothes.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. And I see we've got several people wanting to chime in. I think I saw Yvonne first and then Simona, and then we'll go to Rez. So Yvonne, good morning to you. What did you want to add?
Good morning. This is the heart of what I do, this whole talk about authenticity. When I first started making myself go on video, I'll say, because I was very shy to do that in the beginning, I definitely would be more concerned about how I looked and making sure that I was put together in some way, shape, or form. But I've found as I've gone along and I've gotten more comfortable, I have shown up with my hair a hot mess. and mostly if I'm allowing for a little bit of comedy, like there was one time I literally could not find my teacup and I posted a reel about me looking, I think, or my coffee cup. I could not find my hot cup of whatever it was. And I was in my robe and I recorded that and it got a really good response. And I started realizing how much more powerful it was to show up however I was in that moment and come from the real moment for a minute. And those do tend to get a more genuine response. They look less like I'm selling something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my thought behind that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And what you struck for me is the fact that there's a good reason why this show hasn't yet made its way to places like LinkedIn. And I say that because I've been talking about the idea of bringing this to LinkedIn Live and using the video component, because I'm not crazy about their audio version, like Clubhouse's version. And so I was thinking about doing the video version and putting a camera on me and piping in the audio of all of you. So I would be the focus, and it's 7 a.m. I just finished working out, doing my meditation, haven't even fixed my hair yet, wearing a, just thrown on t-shirt or sweatshirt. Don't feel camera ready. And I know that's what's made me hesitate probably the most of any factor involved in getting it started. I know that's a thing for me because I think about LinkedIn and I think, well, I got to look a little bit more professional. I don't want to look all rolled out of bed on LinkedIn, but should that even matter? Yeah, go ahead, Yvonne.
One of the things that I really loved about, I'll just say it, the COVID lockdown, was that I felt like people were showing up from their living rooms more and showing up more authentically all over the, I mean, you're looking at newscasts and entertainment feeds, and you're seeing people in their homes because there was no other choice. And they did their best to look as professional as they could or whatever. But I feel like it took away, at least for a short amount of time, that Pinterest perfect, Instagram perfect vibe that had been going on up to 2020. And I was a big fan of that change.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think it's definitely, the pandemic definitely has loosened up our content creators in that regard. I still think there are plenty that are still kind of sucked into the whole appearance thing. And look, so am I a bit, right? I just revealed that. But, and by the way, you reminded me, anyone remember? It was actually, I saw somebody post this 7 years ago. There was an interview with a guy on a news, I think it was on network news. He was being interviewed and one by one, his toddler and then his little one younger than that in their little walker comes busting in the room playing while he's right in the middle of an interview. I'll share the link to it. And he was not happy, the guy getting interviewed. He was not happy about it. And like nowadays, I feel like something like that, people would just roll with it. Your kids come running in the room. People get it because we're all from home now. All right, let me keep things moving. And I want to make sure we get to everybody who has raised their hand already. I think, Simona, you were next, so go for it.
I was, and I don't know if it's still relevant, but the the one thing that you were saying when you were like, oh, I'm putting a video on you and you're not camera ready and all that. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I'm literally sitting in bed with four dogs. I haven't brushed my hair. Like, could you imagine we all just showed up the exact way that we are right now?
Right.
Oh, my God. But what I wanted to say was, back to the thing with the video and the outfits and all that, I also was thinking, too, unless you're in like a studio or something and they're doing like a full body video where you're kind of panning from person to person and you're switching cameras and all that, I don't actually know if changing outfits matters, because if you think by the time you do a reel, or even if you're recording on something like Riverside FM, you're side by side. And most of the time you can't actually really see your whole outfit. You see like maybe the collar of your shirt and your shoulders. So, I mean, depending on where you're positioned in the camera. So that also to consider too, like I definitely like, I'll change more if I'm doing solo episodes. But even still, like I've had days where I've recorded three or four episodes for Happiness Happens and I just wear the exact same outfit in all of them. And then I space them out. Like I don't have to release them one after the other. I'll space them out a little bit, but honestly, yeah. Anyways, I think it was DJ Rez, and then I saw Billy.
Yep.
And then Alex.
Yeah. And I think Jeff was in there too. Rez, did you want to add something? Good morning. Oh, this happens if we wait too long to come to Rez. I think he might have fallen asleep. All right. Then we will go to, let's see, Billy and then Jeff. Go ahead, Billy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, crew. Hope you guys are doing well. A couple of things. The clothes thing, I used to have so much anxiety, not even from podcasting, but as a kid, especially in middle school, high school, you know, what do I wear? What do I wear? College. And then one time in college, I heard this person talking about Albert Einstein, like, wore the same exact outfit. Like, not like he obviously had like different ones, but it was the same style or whatever, like same jacket, same shirt, whatever he wore. And the reason why is because he didn't want to spend time thinking about what he was going to wear that day. And so from that moment, I was like, holy shit, I'm going to wear a black t-shirt for the rest of my life. And so I've basically done that. I mean, I've worn some stuff, you know, that's much different, but I just decided like, I'm not going to think about it. So I just started buying black t-shirts. I've worn black t-shirts a lot, unless, you know, if I'm going to the beach or something. But so yeah, I keep it pretty simple. So if you see me, I'm probably in a black t-shirt. And if I do have anything on, it's probably a gray hoodie or a hoodie that someone gave me or something like that. But then I do think it's, I think you have to, what do you want to attract? And I have some single friends of mine who are struggling to find a mate. And they're like, I just don't understand. I'm like, well, you got to take a bath. You got to wash your hair. You got to look presentable. Like, you want to attract something, be attractive. So what are you trying to attract? And I'm not saying, you got to dress up every day for video. But if I'm trying to get the attention of somebody to invest $1 million in my company, I obviously, and maybe it goes without saying, you can't show up in my pajamas. However, I do like the hybrid thing that Kevin O'Leary does, where he shows up on, you know, Fox News or whatever, wearing his pink pajama pants and big house shoes with a suit and, you know, jacket and a tie. I love that approach. So maybe you can just go hybrid, comfy on, you know, it's a party, man. It's a mullet.
It's so funny you said that. As you can see, I just pinned to the top. I was waiting for you to finish and then I was going to pin it. And then you mentioned Kevin O'Leary. And so here we are. This is, that's exactly what he does. He will go on with, and I don't get it. It's like, why really at that point, especially where he will put on his own social media, these images of him actually doing these interviews with pajama pants on and the suit and tie or the jacket and tie on top. Why not just go for it all the time that way? He's Mr. Wonderful. It doesn't matter, right? Like, people aren't going to stop doing business with him if he were to just look more casual on camera, I don't think. All right, so let's go to Jeff. I know Alex wanted to say something too. We haven't heard from Jeff yet, so let me first just go to Jeff, and then we'll come to you, Alex. Jeff, good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. You know, I find it very interesting in this world of Instagram that the question was originally about authenticity in the context of you know, content and wardrobe. And what we've really deliberated is the
hold on one second, Jeff. Jeff, one second. John, you came off of mute. And we got a little, thank you. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, it's all good. We've talked about content and wardrobe and all the things, and what everybody has kind of boiled everything down to thus far has been the wardrobe thing. And I really wonder if we really practice what we're saying. You know, yes, I can go on camera and I can have a shirt on and no pants. And it might appear to some people that I can be professional or whatever, but I also know that I don't feel like I'm on duty if I don't have pants on. You know, I wear boots, you know, a lot of times when I'm trying to be engaged, and it's not because they're on camera. So I do think that part of the authenticity of the whole wardrobe question is the conflict between, well, at heart, I'm the same person, even if my hair is a mess. Well, that's fine, but you wouldn't show up at your door for a party like that, because that also becomes an authentic reflection of how you view your guest or how you view your audience. So now, with that in mind, when I'm doing my stuff on camera, do I change my clothes a lot if I'm batching? No, but I keep it very simple. So my guest is distinct. Whatever they're wearing is what's changing. And I'm not trying to create attention with what I'm wearing. And I would say with my content, I do the same thing. You know, we just did exactly what we're talking about. We did the country radio seminar a week and a half ago, and I did 40 interviews in 2.5 days. And the authenticity aspect of that was that it was not scripted. I was very prepared for potentially 30 topics, even though I knew we would only get 3 of them. But, you know, I had made sure that I was prepared for things that were very authentic to the guest, but also to me. You know, for example, I had one guest who had a certain producer for his record. Well, that particular producer was the guitar player for the band that opened for me on my first tour in 1994. Matty True was a co-host with me. We had one guest who is a singer, but they also do the voice for the Bubble Guppies cartoon, and Maddie's a nanny. So each of those things were unique, and they weren't necessarily scripted, but we were prepared for them because they were authentic to what we can bring to that particular conversation, because nobody else has that same experience. So we don't script it. There might be an occasional thing where I know I'm going to set up something in my conversation with Mark, for example, because I know that I've got Simona about to call in as a surprise, so I'm setting something up like that. And I certainly did that with some of my guests, with artists that I know. But that's how I would maintain the authenticity without being scripted. In fact, that's the whole reason we started our podcast, was because people were so scripted that they were inauthentic and they wouldn't listen to the conversation. And someone might say, and I was driving down the road and I had a flat tire and Elton John pulled over to fix my flat tire. Oh, that's interesting. So if you were on a desert island and could only have one kind of pizza, what kind of pizza would it be? They're scripted. They're not listening. So,
yeah.
And that happens all day long in this business. So that's kind of my take on the authenticity thing. Thanks, Mark, for the assist on that set up for that event, because it was helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad it went well. And man, 40 interviews in such a short period of time. And I also appreciate what you're saying. I think the way I heard it, the whole idea of of wearing the boots, right? To me, there is something to be said about the attire that you're wearing and feeling good about it, right? There is a confidence sometimes that comes along with the clothing that we wear. Or maybe it's a comfort to the clothing that we wear. And to me, if that's the case, then I believe that is being authentic, right? Because you want to feel good, you want to feel comfortable, you want to feel confident when you're going in to host an episode. So sure, if that means putting on your favorite boots or hat or your podcast shirts, whatever it is, yeah, I say go for it. Let's see here. We've got so many people on stage here. We haven't heard from Dominic at all. And so I'm going to go to Alex, and then Dominic, I'm going to come to you just to hear your thoughts. All right, you got it, Alex. Dominic, what are your thoughts so far on the conversation so far today? We haven't had a chance to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is well. I am getting packed and ready to go to Austin to speak at South By, so kind of all over the place this morning. No lunch this week. It's a spring break, so sorry to disappoint anybody. Yeah, I'm sorry, Walter. Yeah, no lunch this week. So a lot of things here. One, I think a lot of people think that, you know, if it's something is scripted, or they give the perception that if something is scripted, that it's not authentic. And I can tell you right now that what we experienced with the B word for the past 2 weeks, that's not true. Because, you know, even though we know these stories of ourselves and stuff like that, you know, sometimes we need to organize them in order for them to be palatable for an audience. Right. And that's not an argument as far as like if somebody was saying whatever. It's just a situation where I don't know where this idea comes from that like if something is scripted, that it's not authentic, it's not real, it's not true. Right. So there's that. Secondly, I'll say that, you know, and I just saw Jackie's question. I went to the Facebook group. That I think it's a cool idea to change wardrobe during each video. I think it reminded me of a conversation I had with my rabbi years ago about how external actions bring about internal awareness, and how sometimes, you know, doing those things can bring about a certain aspect of you. So I would imagine if you're changing wardrobe during each video, the audience is going to get a different side of you, right? Like maybe you have something a little bit more somber because of the episode, and then the next episode is a little bit more light, and so you wear something a little bit more colorful, right? So I don't have an issue with that at all. And also, lastly, to that wardrobe speak, Crate, who's an amazing DJ and a good friend of mine, we recently had a conversation on the Drippin' in Black podcast about how hip hop is so much more than music in that it's a culture, right? And so when he is doing his sets, like first of all, his t-shirt game is second to none, right? Because like he is extremely intentional about what he wears, the message he says, the message he's trying to convey, and all the things. And so I think, you know, that wardrobe change is, you know, very pertinent to whatever message he's trying to get across, because sometimes that's part of the storytelling, right? Is sometimes what we wear. And so that's just kind of some of the thoughts that I had that it was coming up out of this conversation this morning.
Thanks, Dominic. And I see Crate is here. And so that's cool to see. And I see as you were talking, I was chatting, looking at the chat room here. It looks like everybody's thoroughly involved in this conversation. Good to see you here, Crate, and I'm jealous to hear somebody else say you've got t-shirt game because I want to be the t-shirt game guy. No, but it's all good. I love that Dominic called that out about you. Let's see. I want to go to Jackie. I see Jackie, and being that her question sparked all this conversation, got to go to you. Good morning, Jackie. Again, what did you want to say?
Okay. So
I think it's just part of me. So when you know me in person, Paula, if she's still in here, can attest to, I'm always dressed in kind of wild fashion, okay? I was a hairstylist. I did a lot of music videos, which was a lot of changing hair and makeup and everything like that. And part of me is being in that like different look, right? Also, as far as authenticity and strategy, I mean, I have an opening to my show. I have a closing to my show, but I talk from my heart for the whole show. Like if anybody, you know, if it's a story, like I think Dominic said, I will have points because I need to make sure I'm hitting all the points of the story, right? As far as like social media, I don't care the way I look. I think like on TikTok, that's my space to show up as a hot mess mom and whatever, you know? But as far as like hearing kids in the background, my kid, my four-year-old, you don't want to hear him in the background because you won't hear anybody because he is in his screaming phase. So it's like, is it inauthentic that you don't hear kids? Well, sometimes you do. Like one of my episodes, you hear Harlow crying in the background because she woke up from her nap before her dad could get in to grab her. And I've had people be like, oh my God, I was checking my baby monitor listening to your podcast because I thought it was my kid. And I was laughing. I was like, well, that's part of being a mom, you know, but I can't have them in there because they will take over everything. Like there's no way they can be in there with me. And there's no way I could do a show without a babysitter, like a dad, like, you know, my husband, whatever. But as far as changing, I don't know. It just feels good to me. And honestly, I don't get out much. So I want to show off some of the stuff that I have if it's on camera. And hair is fun to me because I'm a hairstylist, you know? And like I said, when you see me in person, when you guys will see me in Charlotte, you'll notice how I dress and how it is completely authentically me. So, which is really funny because in my picture for the podcast, I'm wearing a curtain. So that really doesn't speak much to it. But yeah, and I asked that question because I was the same way. Like Simona, if I didn't change, I would split it up. But it just makes it easier for me. I don't know. I just throw on a shirt, guys. I'm wearing sweatpants at the bottom. I'm like the Kevin O'Leary, you know, I want to be comfy, but at the same time, I also want to be who I truly authentically am. And that is who I am. So yeah,
I think, cool. And I that's such a valid point. The fact that, you know, you hair was part of your career for a long time. And so, you know, style and fashion and hair is important to you and you want to show it. So why not, right? Yeah, that is authentic. I'm with you. I want to go to
one more.
Oh yeah, you have one more thing? Go ahead.
Yeah, one more thing. So if you guys don't follow me on social media, I change my hair color all the time. So that is something you will see the difference in a lot of my videos. And often I feel like that movie with Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet, because it's that, what, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, I think is what it's called. And it's the video that flip-flops everywhere. It's the film. And you can always tell where they're at in the timeline by her hair color. And I'm like, oh my God, people are going to be able to tell where I'm at in my timeline because of my hair color. So that's just a funny thing to add into.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie. Stacy, did you want to add something? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. So, sorry, I'm a little slow after three flights yesterday, or a couple flights. Okay. I'm going a little bit contrary to what everybody's saying, which is, yes, 100% authenticity is the only way to be, no question. But what's interesting in the business world, especially in customer service, when you think of your contact centers, they are absolutely a must to get dressed and feel good, even when you don't see them, because it does affect how they show up on the phones and even in their chat. So while we're talking about video and how we see you, I think it does transfer over a little bit when you feel good in what you're wearing and you feel like you could meet anybody at any moment when you're on, when you're working. There's something to be said, and it, we did studies on how those that were dressed versus dressed really nicely for their definition, but there's an impact even if you can't see someone how you show up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, I feel like I said something similar to that, and I'm glad you said it again. Yeah, it does affect how you show up, the way that you dress.
Yeah, even when you can't see somebody.
Yeah. Like,
I think we've been talking about video, and I came late, so yeah, I might have missed that.
No, but that's okay.
But yeah, like what I take away from here is how we show up when we're on video, when other people can see us. But I think there's a whole psychology to when you can't see me and how I show up in my clothing and my demeanor. Thank you.
Totally fair and makes a lot of sense. I want to go to John, and then we're going to give Dominic the final word. John, did you want to add anything this morning?
Yeah, I think you know what I'm going to say, Mark. I do audio only, so I have none of these concerns about how I look. Most of the time I'm wearing flip-flops, shorts, and a t-shirt when I do the show. However, it's really important to put out your best foot forward. I had a radio station contact me because they heard an episode yesterday. Fort Myers, Florida, Naples, Florida area. So they'll probably be adding a show. It's really important. I really go for theater of the mind. Now, having said that, there are plenty of comedians, there are plenty of actors that is part of their brand, that they're always a mess. And you rarely ever see them except maybe a award show where they're dressed up. Even then, their hair might be a mess. So figure out what your brand is and stick with that. But the main thing is, when it comes to authenticity, is I'm the same person all the time. In my show, there's certain things you'll never hear me say because I don't agree with them. And it doesn't matter if my guest agrees or not. I'm not going to go there. But it's really not about me. It's for who's consuming my show. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John. And I want to give, just for sake of time, I'm going to keep it moving. So thank you again, John. And I want to give Dominic the final word. Go for it, Dominic.
No, it's just something Stacy said just now, as far as like, even if you're not on video, I think there's something to be said about, like, you know, having those changes or having those things that people can't see. I remember for the longest time I had a sales job and I was like always at the top of the sales goal thing or whatever. And people couldn't understand why. And to a certain degree, I didn't even understand why. So one of the supervisors came in and kind of just monitored me. And he said, I get it now. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I get it now. I see why you're at the top, whatever. Like, you always have a smile on your face when you're on the phone, even though people can't see you. So I just think that, like, those actions, even though people can't see them, they do, you know, reverberate, you know, on the other side of that speaker when the people are listening to you or whatever. So it was just to kind of piggyback off what Stacy was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you, Dominic. It's funny. I had one question that I was going to ask, more like a community member question than a moderator question. And now I feel like we've run out of time. Maybe I'll save it and I'll ask it tomorrow. We'll not necessarily continue the whole conversation, but we'll finish the conversation tomorrow with my question, just as far as the differences. When is it authentic? When is it a strategy? And I'll explain tomorrow morning. And if I forget, please bring it to me. Please remind me tomorrow. And shout out, by the way, welcome back, Paula. It's been a minute since we've had you in the audience in the mornings. Thank you for coming. And I thank you for all for coming. And I just wanted to point out Paula because I've been quietly harassing her because I've missed her in the room. So that's why I'm calling her out. And a hello to Jay in the audience as well. Jay, part of our Nick, Simona, and I were in a Friday morning mastermind group with podcast professionals, Jay being one of them. Good to see you, Jay, in here as well. And again, good to have all of you here this morning as well. And Jackie, thank you for your question in the Facebook group. I encourage people to to post more over there as well. And tomorrow we will also, I will make sure that we also take a few minutes to answer any questions that you may have around podcasting and your content creating processes, strategies, authenticity, whatever it is. If you've got a question, we want to answer those questions. So we will make sure to do that tomorrow. And I will remind you, you can bring it anytime, even if it is not on topic. If you have a question, we are happy to pause the conversation to answer it for you. And remember, we're here every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, every Monday through Friday. So put that on your calendar if you haven't already, and join us tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern as well. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.